From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, April 24th. Every year in Butte County, an average of 32 people commit suicide. That number is 59% higher than the state average. Scott Kennelly is Butte County's behavioral health director. He says the high rate is not uncommon across rural California. That's partly due to resources being difficult to access in these areas, leading to higher rates of poverty, addiction, and adverse childhood experiences. Kennelly says it's important to note that the number of suicides has actually decreased over the past 10 years. He says to keep that momentum going, people need to keep talking about suicide.
It's like dental health, physical health, your eye, your vision. You have to get checked up. You have to get help when you need it, and it should be normal. It should just be part of your whole body, not separate or something to be ashamed of.
If someone suspects a person they know to be suicidal, Kennelly says one of the best things to do is to check in with them often. He also says it's okay to ask them directly if they're thinking about suicide, and says most people are appreciative that someone is paying attention. In other news, fire seasons come fast, and now is the time to make sure you've taken all the necessary measures to protect your home. To help with that, Butte County residents can request an on-site defensible space inspection from CAL FIRE. The agency tries every year to check all the properties in the unincorporated areas of the county. Captain Jacob Gilliam says they'll be happy to come by and check yours if they missed you.
If we've been in your area and you had a locked gate, or you, we just weren't able to gain access to your property and you want that education, go to BeReadyButte.com and request a vental space inspection and we'll come out to your property. 18,000 homes we try to get to in a two-year period.
Gilliam says most people make a sincere effort to comply with the county's fire ordinances, and the agency takes a cooperative approach to help these residents if more needs to be done. Find more information about inspections at mynspr.org. And Funny Girl hits the stage at the Chico Theater Company. The musical follows a young Jewish woman named Fanny Bryce and her brush with stardom. Actress Liana Michaloff is aware of the big shoes it takes to fill the role, once played by the legendary Barbara Streisand.
I worked so much on my accent and trying to make that, you know, as believable as possible. She's also kind of notoriously had this, you know, upper register, kind of nasally voice, so trying to hone that in.
She says although Bryce is considered one of the most demanding Broadway roles, she resonates with the character.
I was raised in a Christian Jewish household, and so I was raised with like Jewish ideals and like different like holidays that we would celebrate. So being able to represent Fanny Bryce as a female who has had that background as well is really important to me.
Funny Girl starts tomorrow and runs until May 18th. Also, spring is here, and while some people might search for wildflowers, others look for wild mushrooms. Those foragers can now search for fungi in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. Forest Service officials announced the opening of the spring mushroom foraging season last week. People harvesting for personal use can gather up to 1 gallon worth of mushrooms per day. The seasonal limit is 5 gallons. Commercial foraging requires a permit, which is priced based on the number of harvest days and the pounds of mushrooms collected. Officials recommend visitors familiarize themselves with different mushroom varieties and to bring a knowledgeable companion to decide whether or not one might be poisonous. Spring season ends July 31st. Sierra Klamath and Plumas National Forests also allow mushroom foraging with a permit. And finally, in Shasta County, Redding officials are recommending the city council make changes to rules surrounding short-term rentals in the city's downtown. The Planning Commission met this week and decided it would push to permit more vacation rentals downtown. That's after feedback from property owners who want the city to allow more of these spaces. Staff says more short-term rentals would improve lodging options for travelers in a vibrant, growing downtown region. The item will now head to the Redding City Council at a future date, where staff will urge councilors to adopt the changes. And those were your headlines for Thursday, April 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynsbr.org. For NSBR News, I'm Serena Grossi.